salt and light. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount, which is the Beatitudes, which was part of last week's lectionary reading, and we, of course, had our fifth Sunday, it talks about Jesus offers us another teaching about these things. The Beatitudes are when Jesus stood up on the mountain and he began to speak, and he began to talk about, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." He stands and he preaches and he teaches, and when he finishes that day, he's not finished. He goes a little while later and he begins to talk to them about being the salt of the earth and the light which God has given them. And it's something that you and I today need to take heed to as well. He offers us a teaching in the sense it's an affirmation to the crowds that are gathered there that day, but also it's an affirmation for you and I. Jesus uses the metaphors of salt and light to tell the crowds that day and to tell you and I that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You will notice if you read along or if you listen that Jesus does not say to us that you should be salt or you should be light. He said, no. He says, you are the salt and you are the light. He does not give his listeners an option about what they are or are to be. He doesn't give you and I that option. He tells you and me that we are the salt and the light in this world that we live in today. You see, salt and light alone are useless. But when combined with other resources, they are fruitful and they are productive. Salt is that which gives taste to a bland food. It is also a preserver of that which is fresh, healthy, and good nourishment for humanity. Some people might understand, but some may not. If you've ever had that privilege or pleasure in your life of being a part of an old-timey hog killing, and everything's cut out and it's time to put stuff over there in that smokehouse, what's the main ingredient that is used? Salt. Salt is a curative. It pulls the moisture out of the meat, and you pack it down and you lay it on this side for a while. I forgot how many days. My granddaddy said you had to leave it lay in certain ways, and then you picked it up and turned it, and then you hung it up. I mean, all those people knew all those things because that was their way of life. They knew how to preserve. And salt is still a preserver. It purifies. It makes things clean. If you've got something sore that doesn't feel well, if you've hurt yourself, you've got an ache or a pain, people soak things in salt water, Epsom salts. It's a purifier. It cleanses. That's what it's for. It is something that is used with other things to make us pure. It preserves that which God has given us. You see, alone, it is simply a grainy pile of elements, waste in space, but when it's used for what it's used for, its usefulness comes to life. You see, light by itself does little good if it has nothing to shine upon. If it has nothing to shine upon. It gives vision to the eyes and illuminates all that surrounds it. You see, in the beginning, God says there was void upon the earth, and He brought light into it to do what? To separate the day from the night. It was something that was a gift. It was given. It brings light. And not only that light that shines, that brings illumination into our world, He talks about our spirit. It's what are we doing with our spirit? Jesus' charge is a critical one to you and I today. He teaches that those around Him, that they are the salt and a light in a bland and dark world. He says, you know, that's what you're put here for. This world is not all that it was made to be. It's so much more. And the people are the so much more. The flavor and vision of this world are up to them, that crowd that day. And guess what? The flavor and vision of the world is up to us this day here at Kipling Church. It's up to us. What is the flavor and the vision today? What are we doing? You see, we have heard and we have seen and we are given the words that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It is their responsibility and it is our responsibility as children of the heavenly King. We are to shine. We are to shine. How many songs are in our hymnal? How many praise songs do you hear about shine, Jesus, shine? We are supposed to be a beacon. We are to let our light shine before others for the glory of God. We are to be that person in someone's life, in someone's day, along the path to bring something good to that. Once Jesus tells His listeners who they are, He says, this is who you are. Not what you should do, what you could be, but this is what you are. You are the light and you are the salt. He instructs them on how they should be. Those in the crowd that day would know that to be salt and light of the world, one must follow the law and the prophets. Now, the law and the prophets had been around, and that's what everybody knew. And Jesus says, Jesus' message is that the law is no longer enough. The law's important, but it's not enough. It's okay to know all those things, that you can say them, you can recite them, but until you know them, not only in word and deed, but till you know them in your heart, until you can live them, until you know them in a different way, it's not enough. He tells them and He tells us that He has come to fulfill that law. He says, I am the fulfillment of it. I am here. I'm it. And I'm going to try to teach you. I'm going to try to show you, He says. You see, in actuality, Jesus comes to fill the law. The old law should be followed and taught, but a new action is proposed by Him. The commandments are laid down in the law and the prophets are good. But things are different now that Jesus is there to fulfill them. Now righteousness is built on the charge of being salt and light. Jesus is there to set a new standard. It is no longer good enough to be like the law-abiding scribes and Pharisees. Oh no, a new era has dawned for the fulfillment of the Messiah. The Messiah has come, and it is time for you and I to do something about it. It is time for us to get to work. It is time for us to change a little bit of what we have been doing. Within a few quick sentences, Jesus' name, His listeners, as the future of the faith. He says, they are the salt and the light. He informs them that following the old laws is no longer enough to enter the kingdom of heaven. And He tells them that they now have to be more righteous than those they know to be the most righteous of all. And that is the scribes and Pharisees. You've got to be better than them. You've got to know more than them. You've got to feel it. You've got to be a part of it. Not only is this a surprising charge, but it seems like an impossible task for those crowded around Him that day, for those who have been there and listening, for those that are following Him. For you and I, sometimes we think, that's an impossible task. That is until you and I consider that the one who has obeyed all the laws is the one that is preaching to them that day, Jesus Himself. It is He. He's the one preaching to you and me also, the one. The perfect example of what it means to be righteous, even more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees, was standing in front of them that day. Even though Jesus does not directly say it, He beckons His listeners to follow His example in the law and in righteousness to bring glory and honor to God. That is what He is calling you and I to do each and every day, is to bring glory and honor to God in being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That's what He says, do all you can with what you have. And all of you have the same thing. You've been given it. It's a commandment. It's a mandate that you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. And go into the world and fulfill that. Be the salt. Be the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that You allow us to be in this place at such a time as this. That You have called us to be about Your business each and every day. That You have called us according to Your will and Your way. You called us and You said, You are. Not you should be, not you can be, but You are. Lord, each and every one of us are salt and light. And how many of us have lost our saltiness? And how many of us have lost our glow? Lord, we ask this day that You just open up our hearts and our minds and continue to show us what it is You would have us do each and every moment as we prepare ourselves each day to be salt and light. For it is in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.